In the day's other headlines, authorities in California have arrested the younger son of Rob and Michelle Reiner after the director and his photographer wife were found dead this past weekend. Police say Nick Reiner, seen here with his family, was booked for murder and is being held without bail. It was not immediately clear what charges he faces. The When Harry Met Sally director and his wife were found with stab wounds yesterday in their home in Los Angeles in what police are treating as a homicide. We'll have more on Rob Reiner's life and career later in the program. Separately in California, federal officials say they foiled a bomb plot that was set to take place at several locations in Southern California on New Year's Eve. At a press conference today, DOJ officials said they arrested four people last week after surveillance footage showed them testing explosives in the desert outside Los Angeles. Authorities allege the suspects belong to an extremist offshoot of a pro-Palestinian group dubbed Turtle Island Liberation Front. They face multiple charges, including conspiracy and possession of a destructive device. In western Washington state, officials ordered immediate evacuations for three Seattle suburbs today after a local levee broke. It follows days of heavy rain and flooding that have swamped communities. The National Weather Service issued a flash flood warning for nearly 47,000 people and warned that routes of escape could be lost at any time. Meantime, on the opposite coast, residents across the Northeast have been digging out from a weekend snowstorm. Crews cleaned up several inches of snow in New York and New Jersey, the region's first major snowfall of the season. U.S. officials say that Washington and Europe are offering Article 5-like security guarantees to Ukraine as part of talks aimed at ending its war with Russia. The reference to NATO-style protections come as Ukraine's president met with European leaders and U.S. mediators in Berlin today. The officials also said there is consensus on about 90% of the outstanding issues between Ukraine and Russia, but disputes over things like territorial matters remain unresolved. Speaking to reporters, Ukraine's President Zelensky said he believes American mediators can help find a compromise on such issues.
I believe that the issue of territories is a painful one because Russia wants what it wants, and we can't go any further. But of course, we need to find dialogue, and we will do everything to find clear answers to the questions of security guarantees, territories, and money as compensation for Ukraine.
In a joint statement after the talks, European leaders said they remain committed to providing robust security guarantees to Ukraine, including a European-led multinational force supported by the U.S. Chile is set for its most right-wing government in decades after ultra-conservative José Antonio Kast won Sunday's presidential runoff.
Se siente, Kast, presidente.
Kast spoke to supporters in Santiago as the results came in late yesterday. During the campaign, he had promised to crack down on crime and immigration. His victory is the latest in the political shift rightward across Latin America, including in places like Argentina and Bolivia. In France, workers at the Louvre Museum are on strike after talks broke down over better working conditions, among other concerns. Striking workers shut down the museum by blocking its iconic glass pyramid entrance. It's the latest setback for the world's most visited museum after thieves made off with more than $100 million worth of jewels back in October. Four arrests have been made, but none of the artifacts have been recovered. On Wall Street today, stocks ended a touch lower ahead of tomorrow's November jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped about 40 points, so nearly unchanged. The Nasdaq fell more than 130 points. The S&P 500 also posted a small loss on the day. And General Hospital star Anthony Geary has died. He's best known for playing Luke Spencer on the hit daytime drama. The romance with Laura Weber, played by Jeannie Francis, became a cultural phenomenon.
Hi, Lucas Lorenzo Spencer.
Take thee, Laura Weber Baldwin.
Take thee, Laura Weber Baldwin.
Some 30 million people tuned in to watch their wedding in 1981. To this day, it's the highest-rated soap opera episode in American TV history. Starting in 1978, Geary appeared in nearly 2,000 episodes of General Hospital, winning a record 8 daytime Emmys along the way. Anthony Geary was 78 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, Tamara Keith and Amy Walter break down the latest political headlines. We look back at the life and legacy of the late filmmaker Rob Reiner. And a NewsHour tradition, members of the Armed Forces band perform a holiday song.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.